We're going to remember Jesus in communion now, celebrate the gospel together. And communion is a remembrance primarily of the death of Jesus. The bread represents his body broken. The juice represents his blood poured out for our sins to set us free. But we've been singing about that and the resurrection. And so how does this connect? What's the connection here? Because we're remembering Jesus' death, and yet we're singing in celebration of the resurrection. We grew up in a tradition where communion was really, it was like a funeral. It was like really somber and really kind of down. And there's an element, there's an aspect of that in grieving over our sins, but there's an aspect of joy and rejoicing and celebration as well. I want to just look at a couple of verses in Romans 6 that kind of connect this. It says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Now, we just had a baptism service a couple weeks ago, and just a joy to see people openly, publicly professing that I'm a follower of Jesus. And this is some of the picture language behind what baptism means. That we are united to Jesus in his death. We go down into the water. That's a picture of us dying. The old me died with Christ. But we don't dunk people into the water and then leave them there. We pull them back up pretty quickly. And there's a reason for that. And not just so they don't drown. The reason for that is to show that we died with Christ. But we're raised, it says, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life, a new kind of life. We come out of the water. We come up from the grave, having died with Christ to who we once were as a new creation in Christ, a new person. It's not baptism that does that. It's Jesus that does that. The baptism is an outward symbol. It's a picture. It's a reminder of what happened to us inside when Jesus came in and gave us new life, new birth. For if I have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For the one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So as we take communion today, I want us to think about this, that this is bread and juice that reminds us of Jesus' body broken, Jesus' blood poured out once for all in my place for me. But this is also a reminder that because he died, I died with him. The old me was crucified with him. And now, just as death no longer has power over him, I am set free from the bondage of sin and death to live a new kind of life in worship to him. I'm going to invite the men to come. We'll serve you bread and juice. If you're a believer, if you're depending, trusting completely on what Jesus did for you once for all in your place, you're welcome to remember with us. Take bread and juice. And as you hold those, remember what a cost, what Jesus did for you, how much he loves you, and that because he died, we died with him, and we can be raised to a new kind of life. We can walk in resurrection life today. Let's give him thanks. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to pay my price, to set me free, to make me new. as we take bread and juice, help us to remember what it cost you and the hope that it gives us. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, what can we say but thank you? For dying the death that we deserved. Giving us life in you. A whole new kind of life. Help us to enjoy you together today. Help us to worship. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.